Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Thinking about the 4th of July always brings back to my mind the images we associate with patriotism and love of country, like the bright American flag, of course, and then Uncle Sam, U.S. Capitol, the Washington Monument, Lincoln Memorial. But there's another one that's really special for me, and it's Mount Rushmore. You remember the images of those four presidents carved on a mountainside? They evoke, for me at least, a shared national pride in our nation's heritage. Thinking about Mount Rushmore and its place in American life, this gigantic sculpture, it takes your breath away. And it's not just its size, but the size of those sculptured heads forces you to contemplate the lives and contributions of the four presidents represented: Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, and Theodore Roosevelt. These presidents led our country through times that defined our national identity, and they helped make us something different and better than we otherwise would have been. Well, Gutsam Bolgrum, the sculptor, had a vision for Mount Rushmore that was indeed audacious. Difficult enough to accomplish in his own time during America's Depression era, it would have been impossible at any other time, because prior to the last century, the tools to sculpture a mountainside wouldn't have been available. But Bolgrum figured out how to use the newly available jackhammers, explosives, heavy equipment. And then, remember, without those, he could not have gone forward. And then today, such a project would be highly unlikely, because we wouldn't countenance the destruction of a beautiful mountainside like Mount Rushmore. In the early part of the last century, as the work on Mount Rushmore began, America was at the height of its audaciousness. It had crossed the continent, taken everything along the way, displacing the original Native American population, and conquering all natural obstacles to the settlement of the new American people. It destroyed the natural prairie habitat, drove the buffalo to near extinction, and exploited the nation's mineral resources, even at the risk of permanently poisoning its environment. "It's ours," America said. "We can take it and make it better." And that's what Gutsam Bolgrum did with Mount Rushmore. Just exactly what our country did with this continent. He took it and he made it his. What he did and what he made is wonderful. But what was there before was also wonderful. And it will never be there again. On July 4th this year at Mount Rushmore, thousands of Americans and other peoples will visit the shrine, all ages, all races, all manner of dress and style, and they will show the strength of America's diversity and energy. They will look up and pause and sing on that mountain face the dramatic expression of the ideas and history and people that help bind our diverse people together as a nation. So for me, there it is. Mount Rushmore and all its dramatic glory, shouting down a message of our country's great and special strength, and then whispering also very quietly that to become the strong American nation, we have, in our audaciousness, scraped off the sides of many mountains. This is D.G. Martin.